Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is the son of one of the greatest healing evangelists in history. He's the son of Oral Roberts. His name is Richard Roberts. But this is what you don't know. 5 months ago, he was activated to a new level of healing. He gets about 20 letters a month from people that have been to their doctor that were healed of cancer. I am expecting, I'm telling you, there's a word called expectation. I am expecting the greatest outpouring of miracles we have ever had. We're ready for a Holy Spirit explosion.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
I believe that Richard Roberts has done a lot of TV, has his own television show, but something special is about ready to take place here. Now, when you had such a privilege as a young boy to travel with your father, I want to remind you of something right now, and I want you to see it. I would like to have the roll-in of his father, and I want you to watch, especially watch this young child as he prays for the child. Let's see the roll-in right now.
Be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Heal those little legs. Heal them. Heal the little hip. Well, honey, the thing that you're feeling is God's presence. You feel something going all through you. That's the Lord's power, honey. That's what's going to make you walk. Bob, you hold those. Mrs. Black, you step over at the end of the platform. We'll soon know what God's done. Put him down, Brother Deweese. Everybody's mind on God now. Step back, Bob.
Take a step, darling.
Oh,
Richard, you told me about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, there was a prophecy, and you started moving in miracles beyond anything you've ever done before. Tell me about that.
Well, Sid, the healing ministry actually began in my life as a little boy, as you said, growing up into my dad's ministry, and then effectively through me in 1980, after Lindsay and I were married. But something happened last September. Our mutual friend, Hank Kuhneman, pastor in Omaha.
The guy that prophesied everything you see
here,
it was here.
He told me that there was an even greater level of healing, especially concerning cancer and incurable diseases, and that the numbers of healing would dramatically, and by the way, someone's being healed right now of a migraine headache. He said it's going to dramatically increase. Within 30 days, it happened in October, and it's been happening wherever I go since then. There's a sciatica nerve being healed right now in the name of Jesus. You're watching.
I have to ask you this, though. Like right this second, when you said this person being healed, that the migraine, et cetera, what is it? Is it an inner thought? What's going on inside of you?
Sid, I actually feel the pain, and then I see a person healed of that ailment or affliction, and then when I say it, it's released. Suddenly, as you were talking, I got this sharp pain right here, and all of a sudden, I saw someone with a migraine headache being healed, and then I said it, and then that pain left. Then I felt pain go down my right hip and down my leg, and I saw someone being healed of sciatica problems, and as soon as I said it, that was released. That pain was released from me. That's how it operates through me. I don't know how it operates through others, but that's how it operates through me.
Okay, tell me what happens when you're walking through a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. You're not with a microphone in front of 10,000, 100,000 people, TV cameras and flashbulbs, and well, I don't have the flashbulbs anymore, I don't know, but it's just you, and you're walking down a shopping mall. What happens to you?
If I see someone that's ill, compassion comes up. You know, the said of Jesus in Matthew 14:14, he went forth, he saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion. Compassion is an irresistible urge to remove the problem, to reach in, to take hold of the problem and pull it out. And that comes on me whenever I see someone ill, in a shopping mall, in a theater, in a restaurant, in an airport. I have to get over close to them. If I can't touch them, I want to breathe a prayer over them as I walk by. That's the compassion of the Lord.
The most exciting thing that I read about your dad, you witnessed. Your dad went into, they used to have tents of the people who were paralyzed or in stretchers and things like this. And he went into that tent and there was someone dying of cancer and the smell was so horrific because the guy was dying.
Yes.
Tell me what you observed.
Well, I was there. My father stretched out his hands to pray for him and instead of praying for him, he just threw up, because the smell of the cancer was so bad. And my dad turned and walked out of the little, what he called the invalid tent. Hmm. He walked out, just left me there standing. I was just a little boy, but I remember it like it was yesterday. But a moment or two later, he came back in and he got up on the hospital gurney that the man was laying on and laid his hands on him, then took him in his arms and prayed for him. And then we went on back into the main service. And I never understood until years later, after my mother went home to be with the Lord, my father and I were talking one afternoon at his home, and we were reminiscing, and I brought up that subject to him, and I said, Dad, I never understood why you left and why you came back.
Yeah.
And he laughed, and he said, when I got outside, I said to the Lord, this is too difficult. He said, I was being opposed so heavily by the media at the time. Here I'm trying to get people saved and healed, and people hated me. And he said, it's too difficult. I can't do this anymore. And he said, I got outside and the Lord spoke to me and said, if you're not willing to pray for him, then you're not worthy to be my child. And he said, that's when I came back in the room and I took the man in my arms and prayed for him. And my dad was like that until the day he went home to be with the Lord. If he saw someone ill, he had to get near them. And if he couldn't touch them, he had to at least reach out his faith and pray for their healing. And that compassion is on me. Just stretch your hands out toward me right now. Not that my hands have any power, because they don't, but they're hooked up to the one who does. So in the authority of the name of Jesus, I pray right now for the compassion of the Lord. And here it comes. For the compassion of the Lord to flow right through me, right into you. From the crown of your head even unto the soles of your feet, that you, like Jesus, will be touched by the infirmities of the people. And it will cause you not to make a move away from them, but a move toward them for healing in Jesus' name.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
Call now and get Richard Roberts' Total Healing Package. It includes two powerful books, Oral Roberts' If You Need Healing, Do These Things, and Richard Roberts' He's a Healing Jesus. Plus, you'll receive Richard Roberts' bonus audio CD, The Healing Power of God. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9390. The Total Healing Package includes Oral Roberts' book, If You Need Healing, Do These Things. Through this powerful how-to manual on healing, you will understand the secrets that Oral was given by God that made him one of the greatest healing evangelists of our time. You will learn 6 God-given steps to your being healed and made whole. How to have a dialogue with Jesus for your healing. 7 rules of faith you can use today for your healing. How to touch Messiah Jesus and be made instantly whole. And when you call, you will also receive Richard Roberts' anointed book, He's a Healing Jesus. Through his book, you will understand who is the real Jesus. Learn that God sees your specific needs and he really wants to heal you. Understand that the key to miracles is walking in the compassion of Jesus and that God wants to place his compassion in you so you can heal others. Learn how to make room for miracles to happen every day in your life. Understand how to remove every obstacle to receiving your healing. When you read these two books, you will receive a supernatural impartation to heal others using both words of knowledge and laying on of hands. Plus, when you call, you will also receive as part of the Total Healing Package, Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching on the healing power of God. Through this anointed audio CD, Richard Roberts explains the reasons that God is still the God who heals us today, teaches biblical ways to receive your healing, shares scriptures on God's healing power, and then he prays for you, leading you in a faith confession for your healing. Call now and get Richard Roberts' Total Healing Package. It includes two powerful books, Oral Roberts' If You Need Healing, Do These Things, and Richard Roberts' He's a Healing Jesus. Plus, you'll receive Richard Roberts' bonus audio CD, The Healing Power of God. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9390. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9390 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Richard, you decide, you know, you're like a pastor's son, you know, and you do what a lot of children that come from pastors, evangelists.
Sure.
You wanted to explore what the world was like. You wanted to be a professional singer. You wanted to be a professional
athlete.
Not only
wanted to, I did.
but your mom was the obstacle. Tell me about your mom.
She said, son, you'll never get away from my prayers.
I love it.
It's true. No matter where I did, no matter what I went through, all that I said and did and all the aspirations that I had to be a nightclub entertainer. And although I was singing in clubs and I was offered a job at the Sahara Hotel in the lounges singing and doing summer stock theater and all the things I did singing in clubs, I couldn't get away from her prayers.
Tell me about your toe. That's what I want to hear.
My toe?
I want to know about your toe.
Well, a prophetic word had been given over Lindsay and me about the healing ministry. And she and I took that word and began to confess it along with the word of God, what things soever you desire, Mark chapter 11, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. She and I began to confess a healing ministry. I knew the day was coming, but I didn't know when. And we didn't announce it, we just talked about it amongst ourselves, and she and I prayed, and we held on to that word we had from God. And she and I were, I don't remember where we were, but we were in a service. And I was closing, and at the last moment, I heard myself say this, Lord, heal that man's big toe. And there was a snap in my own toe, like a bone moving. And I said to myself, well, I wonder why I said that. I closed the service.
That's called a mind bypass.
A few weeks later, I got a letter from a man who said, how did you know about my toe? He said, my toe is broken. And I had been to the doctors, had it x-rayed, and he said, I was in your service that night, and when you said, Lord, heal that man's big toe, my toe snapped. And he said, I went back to the doctor and had it re-examined, and it showed there's no break. He said, what did you do? And I wrote back and said, well, I didn't do anything except say what I felt the Lord had me say. Lindsay pointed her finger at me and said, this is the beginning of your healing ministry. I said, a toe?
Well, you got to start somewhere, for sure.
Never despise a small beginning. And so Lindsay and I set our faith together. She and I believed God, and it was in April of 1980 when we were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and people began to get healed in numbers. Blindness, deafness, all in the same service, people coming out of wheelchairs. And I remember so well. She was sitting out in the crowd. She hated sitting on the platform. She wanted to be out in the crowd so she could watch and pray like she's doing right now. She's praying right now for me on this program. But she sat there and I saw her. She just nodded her head and she said, this is it. This is fulfillment of what happened with that toe.
You know, as a young boy, you learned so many wonderful things from your dad. You were actually able to go and observe him and watch what he did. But there was one time that had a major impact on you. And the way you explain it, God wants us healed, but we have a part in the equation. And you learned this when you had, 22 warts on your hand? Tell me about that. Well, how old were you?
I was about 10. Had 22 warts, one of the greatest lessons of my life. And, you know, as a boy, I played baseball and basketball, football. I played everything you could play. And the warts were spreading, 22 of them, and they were bleeding because, you know, I used my hand a lot. And it hurt when I threw a baseball and so on. And my dad came home and said, I'm going to pray. We're going to believe for God. Well, I expected a miracle because that's what I always expected when my dad prayed for me. And we sat down in the bedroom. And he said, I want you to release your faith. And I said, well, Daddy, how do you release your faith? He said, through a point of contact. And he saw the look in my eye that I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, a point of contact is something that you do, and when you do it, you let your faith go. He still saw that I didn't understand. So he pointed to the wall and said, do you see the light switch? Yes. The light switch, son, is a point of contact. It has no power in itself, but it's hooked up to the electric company. And when you flip the switch, the lights come on. He said, your faith is like that. God has given, he gave me the scripture from Romans, God has given to every person the measure of faith. He said, now, your faith in your heart was not meant there, meant to just stay there. You've got to release it just like you flip that switch. So when I pray for you, let your faith go. And so he prayed. And I was believing. And I came to a point in his prayer where I just, not knowing what to do, I just said, faith, get up to God, you know. I was just a little boy.
You have to become like a little child in order. That's what you were doing, what the Bible instructs us to do.
Exactly.
But you already were a little child.
Exactly. I looked at my hand. Every wart was still there. And he said, now, son, we have prayed and we have believed. Now let's expect a miracle.
Do you know that's where most people miss it? When the warts are still there, they say, well, I guess nothing happened.
Well, and it didn't happen the next day or the next day or the next day or the fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth. But at the 10th morning, I awakened and looked at my hand. Every wart had totally disappeared. I've had another one since. But more than that, Sid, I learned, after he prayed, I learned how to hold on to my faith and to believe. And you're right, that's where many people are today. Because they don't see an instantaneous miracle, they don't understand that the healing power of God is working. And sometimes it takes a while for the healing to be complete, but it happened, and I've never had another wart on that hand, as long as I've lived.
Tell me in, I believe it was Nicaragua, in a tent, there was a woman who had 10 years of back pain. Uh-huh. No, it wasn't a tent, it was a taxi.
Yeah, I was in a taxi on the way to the crusade. The driver of the taxi was talking about his mother who was ill. She'd had back problems for 10 years. And he asked me to pray for her, and I said, well, can you get her to the service? He said, no, she's 6 hours away from here. I said, can you get her on the phone? Because I knew there was no distance in prayer. And so through a translator, he got her on the phone and we prayed together. And I really discovered the scripture in Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So I said to her, I just send the word to you for healing in your back. And the translator translated it. And then the next day, I learned that she began to be healed at that moment. And after a few days, after 10 years of back pain, it was completely gone. And I learned that day there is no distance in prayer.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I was just telling Richard during the break, I don't know, can you feel at home? There is it's like a river of God's Spirit. Yes, it's so wonderful. The whole world has to experience this liver. Liver? You know, he just did it to me. Someone's liver is being healed right now. Someone's liver is being healed right now.
Did you hear what you said? To feel this liver.
Oh, that's I heard compassion. What I said.
That's compassion.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. That was not rehearsed.
No.
that just came when I was talking about the river of God's Spirit that's here right now. There is something I remember reading years ago that your father wrote, and you teach on it also. And it's got to do with supernatural languages, tongues.
Yes.
He said, the Bible says, pray in your understanding and pray in the Spirit. And your father taught, get into a flow. You pray with your understanding, then you pray in tongues, in the Spirit. Then yes. You pray with your... And he said, sooner or later, when you pray with your understanding, you'll actually be interpreting your supernatural language. Tell yes. me a bit about
well,
that.
Well, that's the Apostle Paul who taught that when you pray in tongues, you don't know what you're saying. You're praying the mysteries of God. Your spirit is edified. You feel better, but you don't have understanding to go along with it. So Paul said, what will I do? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and bears witness with their spirit that they're a child of God. So every Christian has the Holy Spirit. They may not pray in tongues, but they have the ability because the Holy Spirit is in them. All right, what does the Bible say the Holy Spirit's doing? He's interceding. He's praying, Romans tells us, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, in a straight line prayer to God. Paul taught that we have an opportunity and an ability to tap into the Holy Spirit's kia sombro kosoya sambra kasa. We can pray in tongues and tap into the Holy Spirit's prayer anytime we like. Now, many people who pray in tongues only pray at a moment of great joy or in terrible sadness. But it's something we can do every day. We can tap in. I'm not talking about the gift of tongues. That's different. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your own daily devotional prayer language. We can tap into that prayer. And then, as you said, when we stop and pray in our own language, we get God's response back to us because the Holy Spirit is taking what's inside of us that we don't have the ability to express in human terms. He takes what's way down on the inside of us and takes it up to God. But for the Scripture says he knows our hurts, he knows our needs, he knows our afflictions, he knows what's in us. He's taking that to the Father, and then when we pray in English, we're getting God's response back to us. And many times it's a direct interpretation, or it's a direction, or it's a new way, a new idea, a new concept, a new way of doing something, a new innovation, something brand new on the scene. And that's something that I do every day of my life, not because I'm better than anybody else, but because I need help. So I need to know what to do.
So if someone has been praying in tongues, but they don't really understand, teach me, that's me.
Well,
I'm talking about me right now.
I'm talking about people, and what you're talking about, I believe, is people who just pray in tongues, but they don't complete the prayer. They're doing just a half a prayer.
Tell me
they're
how
just
I
praying.
Can do it.
When you pray in tongues, stop and begin to pray in your own language the very first thing that God brings to your mind. The very first thing. Say it out loud. And as you practice it, as you do it over and over again, you'll get into the flow that you were talking about a little earlier. And as you pray in tongues and then stop and pray in your own language, you'll find that you'll begin to say what you've been wanting to say to God, and you've not known how, or you'll get His interpretation of what He wants you to have or to do. When I don't know what to do, I pray in tongues, and then I stop and I pray in my own language.
And I'm not saying throw your mind out, but if you could make your decisions from God, do you realize how much better it'd be? Do you realize how you'd never make mistakes? We need God more than ever.
As a young man, Oral Roberts, dying with tuberculosis, experienced the healing power of God for himself. For over 68 years, Oral Roberts had one of the strongest laying on of hands healing ministry in history. The secrets that Oral Roberts learned concerning obtaining your healing did not go to his grave. Now it is available to you in Oral Roberts' book, If You Need Healing, Do These Things. Get ready to receive your miracle, your healing, your breakthrough. Call now and get Richard Roberts' Total Healing Package. It includes two powerful books, Oral Roberts' If You Need Healing, Do These Things, and Richard Roberts' He's a Healing Jesus. Plus, you'll receive Richard Roberts' bonus audio CD, The Healing Power of God. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9390. The Total Healing Package includes Oral Roberts' book, If You Need Healing, Do These Things. Through this powerful how-to manual on healing, you will understand the secrets that Oral was given by God that made him one of the greatest healing evangelists of our time. You will learn 6 God-given steps to your being healed and made whole. How to have a dialogue with Jesus for your healing. 7 rules of faith you can use today for your healing. How to touch Messiah Jesus and be made instantly whole. And so much more. Lindsay Roberts, the wife of Richard Roberts, said this is the greatest book that Oral Roberts had ever written. And when you call, you will also receive Richard Roberts' anointed book, He's a Healing Jesus. As a young boy, Richard often stood by his dad's side in the healing lines, helping to pray for those sick. For over 30 years, Richard Roberts has been used powerfully in his own healing ministry. Through his book, you will understand who is the real Jesus. Learn that God sees your specific needs and he really wants to heal you. Understand that the key to miracles is walking in the compassion of Jesus, and that God wants to place his compassion in you so you can heal others. Learn how to make room for miracles to happen every day in your life. Understand how to remove every obstacle to receiving your healing. Oral Roberts had one of the strongest laying on of hands healing ministry in history. Richard Roberts now moves in one of the most powerful healing ministries using words of knowledge. When you read these two books, you will receive a supernatural impartation to heal others using both words of knowledge and laying on of hands. Plus, when you call, you will also receive, as part of the Total Healing Package, Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching on the healing power of God. Through this anointed audio CD, Richard Roberts explains the reasons that God is still the God who heals us today, teaches biblical ways to receive your healing, shares scriptures on God's healing power, and then he prays for you, leading you in a faith confession for your healing. Get ready to receive your healing. Call now and get Richard Roberts' Total Healing Package. It includes 2 powerful books, Oral Roberts' If You Need Healing, Do These Things, and Richard Roberts' He's a Healing Jesus. Plus, you'll receive Richard Roberts' bonus audio CD, The Healing Power of God. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9390. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9390 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest was a career criminal. His extended family consisted of drug dealers, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes. He had 34 members of his family in prison as of now for murder. I mean, this pervaded the whole family. He had an encounter with the Messiah. He learned about bloodline curses, began to break them on himself, on his family, his extended family, and he has a passion to help you break. Now, by the way, these curses can be things like sickness, like poverty, and their bloodline, and you can stop it, and his passion is to help you. Are you ready?
Yeah!